Happy Earth Month, everybody. Now, I know every year we write down our different goals that we want to accomplish for yourself, people around you, manifest it. And maybe one of our goals for 2024 is to shop sustainably. You value companies that are thoughtful in every aspect of how they run their business. Good news, Macy's makes it easy to do just that. This Earth Month, join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's, Little Planet, Oak, On 34th, Elemis, and more. You can donate online or in-store and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose. And who doesn't love going to the park, especially in the spring? Fresh air, frisbees, picnics, super cute dogs on leashes. I mean, that's my dream. Soaking up the sun with your friends or your kids or your nieces and nephews. Check this out. Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project. Their goal is to transform vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help create healthy, livable communities for generations to come. I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting small changes to make a big difference. Again, donate in store or online and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose.
Do you see the deals on these brands? Of course you can't. This is a podcast. But when you go to Ross this spring, you'll see brands you know at prices you love. We're talking all the shoes, hues, and ooze at 20 to 60% off department store prices. Go see the savings at Ross.
Hey guys, the following podcast is a Lady Gang Network and Podcast One production, which means it's going to be awesome.
It's time for a quickie.
Podcast One presents The Lady Gang, the Hollywood Girl Posse, with Lady Gang Quickie. Here's Kelty Knight, Becca Tobin, and Jack Vanek.
Let's make this quick.
Hello, 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 and welcome to The Lady Gang. I'm Becca Tobin. Across from me, Jack Vanek. Across from me, Kelty Knight.
I want it to be quick.
What do you want? Oh, this episode?
This episode? I'm just saying, it's a quickie.
Yeah. Oh.
I just got a text from someone being like, I'm really hungry. Like, I'm meeting somebody for lunch, and they're saying, I'm hangry AF. I want to be like, do you think I want to eat with you? Is that supposed to make me want to meet you to have
a meal?
Sounds
like a fun convo.
Sounds fun.
Yeah.
You don't like the slang?
Well, I think she just doesn't want to hang out with somebody that's
somebody
mad.
Somebody who's hangry and, like, anxious to eat. Mm. I can't handle that.
Like, okay. Let's have, like, a chill lunch.
It's just public service announcement.
Okay, great.
What are we talking about?
Oh, yeah. So we have a quote.
Oh, what's your quote?
Okay, here we go. Inspirational mirror message of the week.
Okay.
Stay strong. Make them wonder how you handled it.
Oh.
There's no comment from Becca or Jack.
I'm just thinking about it.
So it's like...
No, I get it.
Instead of crying, you know, when you're in those meetings
it's
and
like
stuff...
It's like Becca on The Bachelor when Ari dumped her until she did cry.
Yeah, but at first she was like...
Yeah, she was just like...
She's like, oh, so strong. And you're like, damn, you didn't love me either. You make them wonder. Like, you'll never see me cry, girl, that f***ed my boyfriend. And I will never passively aggressively tweet you or
it's
lyrics.
True. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of strength in keeping your composure after you've been screwed over.
Especially on social media.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
Because
there's nothing
worse than, like, when you know something happened to somebody and then they start posting all this, like, weird shit. And you're like, oh, this is, like, cringy.
I had a girlfriend, two of my girlfriends got into, like, had a little bit of a falling out, and one of them just things that were going up on Instagram. I'm like, do you realize how certifiably insane you look?
Is it like, digs, or was it like inspirational quotes?
It was anything you could possibly imagine for months.
Oh, no.
Like,
months.
Being from, like, a friendship?
Yes. Oh. It was weird, but it's like, all, you know, notice the people around you. Take note. Take inventory of the people around you. Don't get f***ed over. Blah, blah, blah. Like, really crazy stuff.
Oh, my God. And like, then, what could have really happened?
No,
it's
unbelievable. People are unstable. People are unstable.
See, I love an inspirational quote, but mine are for people. It's not...
No, it's not to show somebody...
It's not passively, aggressively, like, I
know. No, because you're, like, one of the only people that actually finds, like, pure... Like
solitude,
like solace. Joy and like inspiration out of an inspirational quote. Everybody else is posting it with some underlying meaning that is not a positive one, I think.
Yeah, I really am inspired by
and
them.
You are just so pure.
You're welcome. What are you guys grateful for this week?
I'll go first.
Ooh.
I am so grateful for the new Queer Eye.
Oh my God, me too.
It is.
I cried my eyes out.
Every single episode I've cried. It is exactly what we need in this country because everybody is so damn negative and divisive. Like, it is amazing. The casting is unreal. All of the guys are so wonderful. And they are, like, positive in the most pure, amazing way. Like, not in, like, the weird Taylor Swift-y way that, like, I get annoyed by. Like, everything that they do is, like, so wonderful, and I love them. And Anthony is the hottest guy I've ever seen in my life.
Who's that? The cook?
The food guy.
Oh, yeah. He's super cute.
He's so hot.
He's cute.
And he either has a boyfriend or a husband that is just as hot as he is.
Wait, I think we're talking to the long hair guy to have him on the podcast.
Yeah, Jonathan, because he is the best.
My friend was a producer on it, and he said we need to ask all of them, not just one, and that's the nice thing to do.
No, I want all of them.
Oh, really?
They're all so wonderful and so different. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
But Jonathan has a podcast, the long haired guy. He's the hair and, like, grooming guy.
I like him.
They're so wonderful. I love them.
I'm glad for you.
I cried watching the episode with Tom, the first guy.
You know that him and Abby are, like, back together.
No, stop it.
Yeah. He just posted a Twitter about it. So he got a Twitter because he was on the show, and they broke up after the show, and then they got back together. It's so cute.
God, it's like you cry the whole time.
Oh yeah, because he's just, and also all the guys that they have on it are so vulnerable and, like, open for change. And a lot of, like, they had that one police officer, and there was a really good moment between him and Karamo. Like, I love it. It's so wonderful.
Well, my friend was the one who actually scouted all those people. So good job, Jordan.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Amazing
Jordan
job.
Botsky. He's
like
amazing.
The casting was, like, amazing.
Yeah. Wow. So good. And they shot it in my hometown.
I know. I like that they did it in Atlanta.
It's cool.
Yeah.
Because LA, it's like everybody's just a dick. I don't know what I'm grateful for. Probably nothing. Go first, Kelsey.
I am grateful for my genetically full cheeks.
What the
This is so weird.
Number one. Do you have
full cheeks?
Well, okay, so a lot of... You guys
you
are
your
so
cheekbones.
Mean. Yes, my
cheekbones.
Okay,
that's different. You have great cheekbones.
Like, a full cheek would
full
be
cheek
like Chrissy...
Me.
Like Chrissy Teigen.
Like a fat
no,
face. Like
yeah, me too.
Okay.
Like, I have, like, a fat... Like,
okay.
There's a lot of fat
okay.
in my
no,
face.
You have
okay.
beautiful cheekbones.
Hold down. Hold it down, everyone. Many times...
You're going to knock over your drink.
Many times on the internet and in real life, I've even had an agent tell me to stop injecting my cheeks. Because they look fake because they're so full in the apples of my cheek.
Oh, okay.
Okay?
All right.
Because I have, when I smile, I have like a
yeah,
puffy,
you have a
I,
round
have a,
cheek.
I have a little bit of fat right on my cheekbone. People comment
that's
all the
good.
Time.
That's what people
Did you
literally...
get your face filled? Do you fill your cheeks? And I say, no, because I don't fill that particular part of my face.
That one spot has
and
not been touched.
I have been really trying, also like Jack, to be more positive and loving for myself. And I'm trying to, like, when I look in the mirror, not automatically go to my double chin. Like, I'm trying to go to the thing that I like.
Yeah.
And I'm very
and we
thankful.
Just shot that out of the sky.
I'm like, you don't have to full cheeks.
In my mind, I have a nice youthful cheek, even at my old crockly
you do.
Age.
You do.
And it's all that I really have on my face because I have these fake bunk-ass veneers. I've got, like, the fucking hairline of the gods.
Stop.
I've got
Do you
okay, tiny
stop.
Eyes.
Stop sitting yourself
Do you
down.
Understand that, like, yes, in Hollywood, we're a bunch of fours.
Yeah.
But in the rest of the world, we're
beautiful.
Pretty attractive.
We need to take a trip
not
to, like...
Not naturally.
No.
But all the help we've gotten.
Yeah.
We've gotten,
all of the other places when other than your cheeks that we've been injected in.
Yeah. When I go home to Shore Park, I'm like, wow, I am pretty, actually. When I'm in LA, I'm like, what is wrong with me?
Yeah, you're like, I'm trash.
I was talking to my sister the other day, and I am unemployed, obviously, except for the Lady Gang, which,
which
still
is
means
not making you money.
And I was complaining that I'm just really bored, and I'm like, you can only work out so much. And I'm like, I feel like also, you know, you can work out so much and you still don't feel
like productive.
Whatever. Yeah. And she's like, do you understand what an asshole you sound like? You should also look like Giselle because if all you have to do all day long is work out. Like, and I did think about it. If I lived in another place and had a 9-to-5 job, I would be a fatty, fatty, because I have like a whole 12-hour day and I can barely get to the gym for an hour of it. I would be huge. I'd literally be huge with like 7 kids because I have no purpose.
Not that if you have 7 kids, you don't have a purpose. Good for you. You
no,
do you,
I'm
ladies.
Saying for me, I would have 7 children to find my purpose.
Yeah.
You know,
is that
I mean?
What you're grateful for?
I'm really not feeling grateful today.
That's
you guys.
Fine. You're grateful
is
for career,
the...
too.
That's definitely breaking
the rules. It is breaking
the rules.
I'm grateful for. I'm grateful for the fact that I get to work out. And I have access to really great workouts in Los Angeles.
Uh-huh.
To keep
and
me
you have
busy.
The hookup at Barry's.
Yeah, I do.
Okay. There you go. That's something to be grateful for. That's true. Expensive.
See, it's helped you find your gratitude. Aren't we good friends?
Mm-hmm. That's true.
With beautiful cheeks. Okay. When we come back, we're going to play
What's in the Caboodle?
Oh, Jesus Christ, Jack.
I'm never going to change.
Don't shake it too hard. What's in the Lady Gang box?
What's in the box?
Okay, Becca, you're going first.
Okay. Biggest pet peeve.
Oh, shit.
Oh, snap. Anytime that a pet peeve of mine happens, I want to write it down because now I can't think of any and I have so many.
I know.
What I love about the Lady Gang so much is that the whole world already knows all my pet peeves. Like, I don't even have to answer this. I bet our listeners could send 10 right now. Okay, anyway, what's yours?
Okay, I have one pet peeve is when somebody doesn't change the linty thing in the dryer.
Oh.
Yeah.
Like, you just let it build up and build up and build up. Like, I change it every time when I pull it out. That's all I can think of right now, but I'll think of another one.
My pet peeve, I don't know if this counts, but I really, when I see people who bite their nails. Mm. Like, really those bitten, no, like,
oh, I don't bite my nails.
Who have a problem.
I like picking my skin.
Is that a pet peeve?
A nub?
Is
yeah, it's definitely a pet peeve.
Yeah.
The little, so like, chewed up
fingers.
Yeah. That's why I have to get a manicure every 2 weeks to prevent myself from doing
like,
that.
Like, people's hands are very, like, when I don't have a manicure, like, right now, it makes me horrified.
Yeah, me too.
Just because I don't like dirty-looking hands or dirt underneath fingernails.
Ugh.
Gross.
What's your pet peeve?
I have so many.
I know she... When you're quiet and like not responding
I know,
and engaging
in
a conversation,
I
know that you're just like waiting. You're like, when is it my turn? When is it my turn? When is it my
turn? That's not true. I'm trying to be so chill. I was like really enjoying your nub story.
But you know, like you can be chill and then like ask a question or like engage.
Okay. Listen, I can't change overnight, Jack. This is only a few weeks into New Kelty.
So step one.
You can't bully Kelty so much.
I'm listening. I'm trying to. I actually heard what she said. That's a big step forward, okay? Okay, let's talk about my pet peeves. Back to me. Number one, at the airport, at the luggage thing, when the luggage starts coming and everyone slams up against the thing to get their luggage. Listen, people. If you all stand 6 feet back, you can still see when the luggage comes, and when your luggage comes down, it's your turn to step forward, take your luggage, and then remove yourself. But the fact that we are all squished up, being like, and also, if you're so worried someone else is going to take your luggage, don't get a black luggage. Go to Target and get one of those ugly-ass printed orange crazy things that lasts like one flight. I'm so annoyed by that, number one.
That's kind of like when you're getting on the airplane. How annoying is that?
Okay, next.
Worst.
When they're like, we're going to pre-board anyone with a disability or a child, and then 500 people get in line. I don't see with a child or a disability, and now the disability people can't even get onto the airplane.
Because they can't get through the masses.
They can't get through the masses because it's all so of you annoying. Are sitting with all your 500 bags, and also I see you with a food bag, a purse, a backpack, and a carry-on, and a blanket. Like, it's a carry-on and a personal piece. Calm down, people.
I just realized... It was going to be a bad week, but this is a pet peeve.
What?
Oh, my God. I had the worst flight of my life recently. Not of my life. That would be a plane crash. But one of the
worst. What's a plane crash? Do you see me ask a question?
What's a plane crash?
Sorry to interrupt you. I'm sure you have more. We'll just
No. We'll just keep going. We'll keep going. We can go forever.
I was next to a guy on an airplane who sat down. He was pretty normal. He was, like, on his phone. He was doing some things. But then once he put on his headphones and started watching TV, it was the worst mouth breather.
Oh.
And also, like, the laughing and, like, the expelling of air from his mouth that just continued. I swear to you, for 3 straight hours, he was watching something that was making him laugh, and he was a mouth breather.
Yeah, there's nothing worse than the mouth breather.
It was the most foul. I had so many things wrapped around my face because it was, that is disgusting.
I know.
Did he have a bad breath?
Yes.
Ugh.
Disgusting.
Like, if you can't breathe out of your nose, I get it. There are people who have issues with their septums. But if you're sitting, but he didn't have that until he put on the headphones to watch TV. It
Weird.
Was like that, like, dumb face, you know, when people, like, they're like relaxed jaw, like slack jaw.
Yeah.
Be aware of what's happening to your body. Like, I have 800 farts I want to release on an airplane. I will not.
Yeah.
Because you're considerate.
Yeah, I will do it in the bathroom. But it is so gross. People think they're alone and they're 6 inches away from you.
Yeah. Airplanes are nasty.
Next. Breath don't mint. Stand. No, first of all, I want to say this. It's disgusting. Airplanes are disgusting in general. And I'm so sorry for what happened
Thank
to you.
Thank you so much.
Do not stand in line at Starbucks on your phone, flipping through Instagram, and then get up to make your order and not know what you want to order.
Yeah.
When you go to the front of any line and it's your time to take an order, don't be like, you're wasting my goddamn time.
That's what I don't understand about any kind of a line. Like, I'll be in a long line and I'm like, what the f*** is taking everybody so long? I bet when I get up to the front and do whatever the hell I'm doing at this line, whether it be like passport control or Starbucks or whatever,
you're gonna be quicker.
I get it done in 2 seconds. I'm like, are you guys chatting?
Yep.
What are you doing? Like, what is happening in this exchange that is taking so damn long?
You know there are people, and we all have them in our lives, that literally move at half
speed. Sloth pace.
We make fun of my mom.
Slow walkers.
Don't get me started. We make fun of my mom because for her to actually get out of the house, she does 45 things. But also at a very slow pace. So she's like a toddler. And
a toddler!
Yeah, my dad calls her Turtle Woman. Like, our entire lives, Turtle Woman. And I just look at her and think, what could possibly be taking you this long?
What is she doing?
That's like
anything you can think of.
That's how my dad is. He'll take forever, and then we'll leave the house, and he has some, like, weird OCD that every single time he has to go back in and do something, or he forgot something. Yeah. But it's like, I don't even know what he forgets. He doesn't come back out with anything.
It's like a drug addict.
It's like, it's like, I don't know what you're doing. But every time, like clockwork.
What does your mom do?
Just complains about it. Because my dad, it's the same thing. He takes forever to do anything. It's anything. So I'm like, what are you doing?
I'm in such a rush through my whole life I just can't imagine. Yeah.
I'm like, chop, chop.
Maybe those people are really, truly living, though. Like, I look at
they
my
might
mom,
be
she's
like,
been
yeah,
so chill.
They might be, like, reclaiming their time.
It's true.
That's nice.
Also.
What else?
When you're at a red light, okay,
all
first
of all.
All
things have to do with lines.
100%. First of all, let me tell you something. You can imagine that I'm not a text and driver. You can imagine
she has the thing on her phone where if you text her and she's in the car, it is an automatic reply saying, I'm driving, trying to be safe, so I'll return your text when I get out of my car. I swear to you, that is set up on Kelty's phone.
No.
Is that
amazing.
Not smart?
No, it's amazing.
No, it is smart.
I love it.
Nobody should text and drive in way too many
And then you
do.
If you say it's urgent, then it will, like, I'll know it's urgent, you know?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Anyway. So I don't text and drive because I used to text and drive and I almost crashed my car. And I was like, well, I've actually scared myself. I'm never going to text and drive again. And so when I'm at a red light, you better believe that that light has my 75%
attention.
Okay.
So you get pissed if somebody doesn't go and it turns green.
No. What pisses me off is the minute it turns green, the person behind me is like, honk.
Oh.
You know what? It takes a millisecond for my brain to compute it's green, and then my gas to press, and then for my car to begin going at a fast pace. Yeah. Everyone needs to calm down with the honking in Los Angeles.
Everyone honks.
Because guess what? You think I'm on Instagram right now? I'm not. I am driving.
Like, I'm just a little bit slow.
I'm not going to gun it out of every red light.
You also need to make sure that there's not somebody running the red light that you're going to crash into.
That's my second point. My second point is, everyone in America, you need to calm down with your yellow light turns.
Oh, I do it all the time. You have to. You'll get nowhere
LA, you have to be a defensive driver in LA or everybody's going to cut in front of you.
I'm not talking about your yellow light turns. Like, you should absolutely turn on the yellow. That is proper driving. It's the people going straight. They see the yellow and they're like, oh, let me keep driving for like another 15 cars. And so when I'm trying to make the left turn on the yellow, like I'm supposed
to. Then you're like literally in the intersection when
there's
cars
like 15 cars coming. I'm like, yellow doesn't mean keep going and then a couple reds, more cars go through and then it's my turn to turn.
Right.
Like, green is go, orange is
break. I just felt 500
break.
People turn off their podcast.
It's not
let's
safe.
Let's move to a different topic.
It's not safe. Do you have any other pet peeves? Because I'm only just getting started.
I know, but they're all really similar.
Just follow the rules. Okay, Elena reached over and opened the box.
You know we're in trouble when Elena's antsy to see what the next topic
when
is.
When Elena's like, I hate this line. Let's move on. Oh, this is an interesting topic. Okay. Entertaining overnight guests.
Oh, God.
In-laws, family, friends, lovers.
Worst.
Oh.
Lovers.
Mm.
Number one, if you're going to be at someone's home, you know that my grandmother used to say something like, house guests are like fish. After 2 days, they start to stink, or like something like that. So you absolutely should know to not stay, overstay your welcome.
Oh, yeah.
Unless somebody specifically says, please, like you with your parents, Kelty. You never get to see them. They're in from Canada. You love your parents. You get along with them. They're so easy. You are like, absolutely stay with me as long as you want. Please stay longer.
Yeah.
But like if somebody's like, sure, you can absolutely stay with me, but they don't say as long as you want, just know that two nights is the maximum.
Yeah. And also, as a guest that's staying over somewhere, entertain yourself.
Yeah.
Like, I've had friends come stay with me, and I've had to literally, like, bring them to the beach and then bring them to do this. And I'm like, but I also have a job that I need to do. Like, we're all adults and we have jobs and lives. Like, you can't go and visit somebody unless they have made it very clear to you that they are taking time off to entertain you. Like, whenever I go to visit my friend in New York, I know she has a full-time job, so I go do my own thing. And it's, like, very nice for her to let me stay there.
It's true.
Like, yeah, don't expect somebody to cater to all your needs.
What about lovers?
Staying over the night?
Yeah, like, how do you prepare for that, Jack?
I haven't had a lover stay over in, like, almost 2 years, so I can't. I don't let people stay over at my house.
Just remember to use your muffler.
Buy some poopery.
Yeah.
I am the opposite. I love it when people come to stay at my house because I'm very lonely. But I agree with you, like, entertain yourself. And also, oh, here's mine. Oh, this is such a good one. Mm. You know when someone's, like, I'm expecting someone, a friend or family, and I say, hey, like, I'm going to get some groceries before you come. Is there anything you want? Mm. And they go, whatever you have is fine. That's annoying. Because I don't know what you eat, friend. Yeah, I don't know what kind of milk you like.
Yeah, but like that, maybe they just will get it for themselves when they get there. Like, well, I don't like asking people to get me things. But...
yeah, and there's a difference between like saying whatever you want and then them being okay with having whatever you want, or them saying whatever you want and then getting annoyed that they don't have almond milk or something.
Okay, this is the example. When my parents come, I say, Mom, because it's such a production to like get them here and then take them to Ralph's to grocery shop. It's just so much easier for me to zip in on the way home. So I say, I'm getting groceries. Send me a list of what you want. And she goes, whatever you want is fine. And then they get there and she's like, you don't have any steaks.
Yeah.
Like, because no, I don't eat steak, Mom. Like, you know what I mean? It's annoying. Okay, next topic.
Worst.
Time for one more. Jack?
Currently craving... food or drinks?
Oh. Ooh. I'll tell you what I'm craving. What? I watched that documentary Expedition Happiness on Netflix. I think that's the name of it. It's this couple from Germany. Mm-hmm. They go with their dog. They turn the school bus into this like apartment on wheels. And they go out from New York, Canada, down California into Mexico. Mm-hmm. It's cool. And they're like basically just wanted to run away and like get out into nature and... whatever, find happiness. Great documentary, you should watch it. But the end of the documentary last night, the entire time they're in Mexico eating tacos, like, I'm still thinking about these tacos. Like, a good taco is, oh my God.
I don't like tacos.
What?
Mm-hmm. I mean, they're fine. I don't really like Mexican food.
Oh my God, I'm craving Mexican food so bad right
now. But like, good Mexican food.
But good Mexican food.
Mm-hmm. Do you guys follow Tasty? Like BuzzFeed thing where the food, where they just like cook all the food on Facebook, whatever. They have some good videos. And they just had a video that was like five different pot pies. And they're so...
You would crave a pot pie.
Pot that pies are very underrated. And they don't have them anywhere. And then when you see a pot pie or you eat one, you're like, what?
They're so good.
Why have I waited years to eat another pot pie?
I know.
Because people don't ever eat pot pies. I'm craving a pot pie.
That sounds great.
Doesn't it?
I'm really just hungry.
I'm starving.
I'm craving a beach vacation. I know it said food or drink and I'm breaking the rules, but I'm craving like...
like a Mai Tai on the beach. Me too.
A margarita with like a sugar rim. Like
Can
super
we go to Mexico?
Icy.
Well,
I'm trying.
To Mexico.
Are you going to... Zika?
No, it's Mexico time. I've been there twice.
I'm nervous about Zika, and I don't even have a boyfriend.
You're fine. It's fine.
You're fine. Want...
the HPV in my cervix is going to do much more damage to the fetus than Zika.
Thank you. Okay?
I mean,
anyways,
but like, it's a dangerous place.
Then let's go to Mexico.
I want to be in like the hot weather and like have some cute bikini Instagrams.
That's
and
what
like
I'm doing.
Right now,
like birthday.
Finger food by the pool, and you just kind of order some all day long. And like, guacamole. Now I'm eating
and drink all day long. That's my
okay.
Dream.
If anybody out there that listens to the Lady Gang
works anywhere in Mexico,
works anywhere in Mexico or Miami or like
Hawaii,
anywhere,
Sexico Live is coming to you.
We will Instagram the F out of the
Bahamas,
place,
Jamaica.
Wherever it is. Anywhere. Send
we want
us.
To go on vacation. We'll do
it.
We'll do a podcast from your hotel.
Yes.
I will do anything. I will streak through your lobby. I don't care. I want a vacation so bad.
And Becca will come and work for you now.
So bad.
Yeah, I will. I'll
please
clean the room.
We're desperate.
Somebody in Mexico or anywhere. Tropical.
That's
Thailand.
It.
But
anyway.
Also, if you could pay for my flight, that'd be great too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Also, we can't get ourselves there. So please get us a private jet. I do want to say one thing about food and drink. I've been really craving the matcha lattes from Coffee Bean or Starbucks.
So good.
No. I got to tell you guys, we got to cut that out.
They're not good? I don't ever have
the
them.
Internet, sugar? The internet told me it's not even real matcha.
Oh, I doubt
Obviously.
It. Yeah. From Coffee Bean?
It's very expensive.
Yeah, you got to get a matcha latte from like Intelligentsia or something will be.
Or Alfred's. They
have it. I went to Alfred's.
Right. But here, I'm going to say I understand what you're saying. I think I'm surprised to hear that it's fake because
no, it's not
what's
just
the point of having it?
Right.
Because it's a trendy word that people.
It's flavored. So it's like the
gross.
Flavor. And then also there's like cornstarch and added sugar. It's like I was assuming that it was like coconut milk with matcha frothed. That is not at all
what
they are.
No, I'm sure it's like 500 calories, sugar.
So I'm never asking for one again. And I'm really disappointed because...
We'll get a real one from somewhere.
There's... But where, Jack?
From
can't just
Alfred's
go to Alfred
or,
in West Hollywood. I'm in the Studio City where the basic people live.
There's an Alfred's in Studio City right there. Literally right here next to Jones. Right here.
What?
Yes. Right here.
See, this is why I'm friends with you guys.
Okay, oh
I love you so much. This was so fun. I want
so
to
fun.
Tell everyone to please follow us at The Lady Gang on Instagram. And for a limited time only, if you leave us a 5-star review.
It's not limited time. It's going to be forever.
If you leave us a 5-star review.
How you think for limited time only.
We're going to start giving major gifts from our gift. We have an entire area of stuff that people have sent us. We're going to start re-gifting our Lady Gang gifts to you if you can prove to us that you left us a 5-star review and a fun comment on Apple iTunes. So you better get over there. Or if you subscribe on Spotify or something like that. Okay. That's
love,
it. That's all I want to say. And
It wasn't a long time.
No. We're not here for a long time.
God, are we ever going to get this?
We're not here for a long time.
But we're here for a good time.
That escalated quickly.
Thanks for joining us on Lady Gang Quickie. Check out new episodes of Lady Gang every Tuesday and more quickies every other Thursday on PodcastOne.com, the Podcast One app, and Apple Podcasts.
Now, you know I can't keep a secret or a deal to myself, which is why I'm telling you the best place to find spring savings. Ross. Yes, the Ross. They have the looks you'll love this spring for less. Ross has the best finds and the latest brands at 20 to 60% off what you pay at department stores. So trust me, you don't want to miss out on these deals on your favorite tops. They've got deals on dresses for days. I mean, every style for spring. And don't forget the sandals. You know Ross has those on the low. Deals on handbags? Yep. Hold my purse. Get outside this spring with savings on outdoor tableware. And let's not forget about the guys. There are plenty of great deals on men's shirts and more. Seriously, just visit your nearest Ross and see for yourself because you deserve to look like $1 million without spending it. So what are you waiting for? Say yes for less at Ross.